days we have a braisa. A machlek is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Dahainu. If a person picks himself up and he leaves where he was eating in the middle of a suda, and he goes someplace else, so the svara which we find over here is, which is the way all the Rishonim explain the svara is, that if you're mechuyev to go back to make a bracha achreina where you came from, so since you're mechuyev to go back to make a bracha achreina where you came from, take a seat. Since you're mechuyev to go back and make a bracha achreina where you came from, therefore it's not considered a hefsek. That's the svara that we see in the Gemara here. Although Rav Chisda, Rav Yochanan holds that when a person picks himself up and he walks outside, he's ein tzarich bracha lemafreya. He doesn't have to make a after bracha. And when he comes back, ein tukun bracha lechatchila. Rav Yochanan says a very big chiddush. He holds that you're never mechuyev to make a new bracha when you left. Even when you leave and you come back, you still are not mechuyev to make a new bracha, because it's not considered as if there was a hefsek in your seuda or in your eating. However, we hold this one. Louder or softer, whichever one you want. Okay, we don't pass it like Rav Yochanan. We don't pass it like Rav Yochanan. We hold that you only say it by lechem. Actually, lechem is a machlokes in the Rishonim here also. Is lechem dafka, or could it include yayin also? Yayin in the Shivas Aminim. We hold that this halacha, that it's not considered a hefsek, that you can go back and you don't have to make a new bracha, is only in a case where you're mechuyev to go back to make a bracha achra, you know, like birchas hamazon. And the halacha is that you have to make birchas hamazon where you ate. So the fact that you're mechuyev to go back is still holding you connected to the original suda. Whoa! That's my fault.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Continue. No, it's my fault. I shouldn't have put it. Continue. Okay. Okay. Did you get burned? No. It's only water, Levi.
Continue.
Okay. Take a new chair, Colin. Okay. All right. So we hold that if you ate bread, and you're mechuyev to go back to make birchas hamazon in the original place where you were, so since you're mechuyev to go back, so you're still connected to your original suda. So mainly when you come back, you're not mechuyev to make a new bracha. And you're certainly not mechuyev to bench. The Taisa speaks about it, this big Taisa. So we say that only by a something which you're mechuyev to go back to make a bracha achrayin. But something like basar, or that you make a she'abar nefashayis, there's no chiv to go back to make a birchas hamazon. If you pick yourself up and you walk out, in such a case, you're going to be mechuyev to make a new bracha when you come back, because you disconnected yourself from the original su'uda or achila, whatever it is, and therefore you're mechuyev to start all over again. So, but l'maisa, Rav Yochanan holds that you're never mechuyev to make a new bracha. So the Gemara brought a raya from a braisa, not like Rav Yochanan. What's the raya? So the Gemara says, "Tanya chaverim shohayim mesubin." The Gemara says, "You had chaverim that were sitting together mesubin. They were eating va'akru ragleim, and they uprooted themselves." So all the Rishonim say that the Baltic says va'akru ragleim. That means they were eating something like bread. So we're talking about a case in this machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about a case where they would have been mechuyev to make birchas hamazon, and when they walk out, they're mechuyev to come back to make birchas hamazon. So v'agreg leim leilach beis haknesses lebeis hamedrash, and they uprooted themselves to go to the beis hamedrash or the beis haknesses kishen yaitzim, when they leave ain to unim brach lemafreya, they don't have the bench. Uchishen chayzim ain to unim brach lechatchila, when they come back, they don't have to make a bracha rishayna. Amrav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, "Bamedvar amurim." When is this true? Bisman sheinichu sham miktas chaverim. When they left someone by the original suda, if they left someone by the original suda, so then we say such a halacha that they're not mechuyev to make a new bracha, because the fact that person was there, the way the Rashbam explains, that makes a continuation to what you were doing. Avolahinichu sham miktas chaverim. So, but let's say, says Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't leave somebody there. Kishem yaitz into nebracha lemafreya, uchashen chayz into nebracha lechatchila. Okay. So we have a machlekes between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. People were eating bread. They clearly were eating bread. If you eat bread, you're mechuyev to go back to the original place to make birchas hamazon. And there, Rabbi Yehuda says, it still doesn't help. You will be mechuyev to make a new bracha unless you left somebody there. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And the Chacharim say, no, if you're talking about bread, you don't have to leave anybody there. Just the mere fact that you ate bread together and you're mechuyev to go back and make birchas hamazon, that will make it that you don't have to make a new bracha when you come back. But l'maisa, the whole machlekes between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda is only by bread. Let's say it would be talking about basar. So vice to chayis, it would seem from this braisa that if you talk about basar where you have no chiv to go back, everybody would be minded that when you come back you have to make a new bracha. That's what it would seem. So that's a tiyufta to Rav Yehuda. So this is a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda holds you never will chiv to make a bracha when you come back, even if you only ate a shahakal. And this braisa, so the Gemara says, El a time did the Gemara matun a bracha lachrim b'mkayim t'chshin yetz mentun a bracha lamafreya u'chshin chayz mentun a bracha lachatchila. When do we say that when you come back, that's only by something which you have to make a bracha to come back? You have to be mechuyev. I will tell you, mentun a bracha lachrim, but something which you don't have b'mkayimun, but something which you don't have the bench over there, and you could say a burden of pashas everywhere. Afilu l'rabban and k'chshin yetz mentun a bracha lamafreya u'chshin chayz mentun a bracha lachatchila. Lay metav chiyuv to the Rav Yechanan. So the Gemara says this should be a chiyuv to the Rav Yechanan, because the Braisa is clearly mashma that even the Chachamim said that you're not mechuyev to make a bracha only because it was talking about bread, and by bread there's a chiyuv to go back a bench. So if there's a chiyuv to go back a bench, it's not considered like a hefsek, but otherwise it would be considered a hefsek. So the Gemara says, "Kashiv lavmi yisvinu chadazimna." We already shlugged them up. So the Gemara says, "Neima mahar nami David chiyuvta." We'll have another kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so now Chamo. So the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan is very clear. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a person ate basar, which is a shahakoil, and he left, when he comes back, he's not mechuyev to make another bracha. He's not mechuyev to make a bracha. He's not mechuyev to make a bracha lechatchila. He's not mechuyev to make a new bracha. This braisa is talking about a case which is less of a chiddush. Because then we have many times in the Gemara that if you're talking about something that you're mechuyev to go back, the hainu bread, so then it's a svara to say that a person is not considered a hefsek because you were mechuyev to go back the bench over there. So l'chayra, this machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is a tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, because they are only arguing whether you have to leave someone behind or whether you don't have to leave somebody behind by bread. But if you wouldn't be talking about, there'd be no discussion. Everyone would say that you have to make a bracha. So it's a tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not a tiyufta. The emesin, says Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chachamim in this braisa would have stated their halacha even in a more extreme case, in a case where it's a buzzer. So why did we say it only by lechem? Because we wanted to tell you a chiddush according to Yehuda. But Yehuda says that you have to leave somebody behind. But Yehuda holds it, that's true even by bread, not just by buzzer. But La'olam says Rav Yochanan, that the Tanakhama, this Mishnah, would say his halacha like me, that you never mechuyev to make a new bracha when you come back, even if it was only talking about basar. That's what Rav Yochanan wants to say. So it's not a tiyufta on him. I, the Tanakhama, stated his halacha that you're not mechuyev to make a bracha only by bread. Well, L'maisa, says Rav Yochanan, he would have said the same thing by basar, but he said it by bread because he wanted you to know the chumrah of Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda says his halacha that you have to leave someone behind even by bread. But the Tanakhama Bemson holds his halacha filo by basar. So Kuntachais, that the Braisa told us the halacha in order to tell us the chiddush according to the Rav Yehuda. So the Rashbam poses the question, why are you telling me the chiddush according to Rav Yehuda? We have a klal all the time. Koyach dehetayra adif. In order to say, when you say that something is mutter, that's a bigger chiddush. So when you say a chiddush in heter, that's always a bigger chiddush than saying a chiddush in chumrah. So who is batter over here? The Tanakhama said you don't have to make a bracha. So that's a kula. So Flekter Ashba Makasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan stand for the brayza and say that we were explaining the halacha dafka by bread to tell us a chiddush in the Chachamim? The Chachamim are the ones who are machmir. The Chachamim are the ones who say that you have to make a new bracha. So why are you telling me the bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan? Tell me the bigger chiddush according to Yehuda. The Tanakhama, excuse me, why are you telling me the bigger chiddush according to Yehuda? Tell me the bigger. Just teach the brayza by basar, so I'll know the bigger chiddush according to the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, Chaveim Shayim Subim, you should say, Leila Chabez HaKnes, don't say it by bread. Say, Ein Tunim Bracha, which is a kula, you don't have to make a bracha. So tell me, because Koch the Teradim, so the Rashbam says the Teradim, which he says. The Marshal over here, it's a famous Marshal. The Marshal says that you have to, the Marshal is chaylik on the Rashbam. And he says that the Rashbam is not correct, because you have to define kula and chumrah. The Rashbam is assuming that the Mandaber who paskin that you do not have to make another bracha, he is the one who is makel. And the one who says that you do have to make a bracha, he's the one who's machmer. And therefore the Rashbam said, so tell us the mechudish tikedin in the Tanakhama, not in Rav Yehuda. Says the Marshal, it's not so. Says the Marshal, Lani Aimer Adraba. The Chachamim who say that you have to make a bracha, they're the makilim taka. The way the Gemara said, they're the makilim. Why? Because they're allowing you to make a bracha. And the Rav Yehuda is allowing you to make a bracha when you have a what was it, so and it's a question of making a bracha levatala if you make a bracha that you don't need. So they are being makel in the din of leisisa. Ki abracha seina magnus. So. They're saying that you could be makel because brachas reina makvis. Brachas reina makvis. We always know that if a person makes a bracha or doesn't make a bracha on a mitzvah, that's not makin the mitzvah. So a bracha could always be put aside. So therefore, the chachonim are being makel to allow you to say a bracha. Because brachas, we have a cloud, brachas eden makvis. So since brachas eden makvis, brachas are not essential. So really, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. So by saying that you could make a bracha, they're being makel in the lava like Yisra Shem Hashem l'kachol Hashav. So the mela, the way that we have it, the way that Rav Yochanan is answering the braisa, that the braisa told us that it's talking about mezainis. So we should know the koyach of Rav Yehuda. That's taka the makel. That is koyach to atayra. Okay, so we have a difference of opinion here, that we have a case where a person by basar, I mean, let's just define the question. We have a case where a person walked out and now he comes back, and the shaila is whether you have to make a new bracha by basar. So you have a machlokes of Yehuda in the Chachamim. So the Rashbam says the one who is makel is Rav Yehuda. He says you don't have to make a bracha. And the one who's machmer is the Chachamim, because they say that you do have to make a bracha. Comes the Marshal and says, no, it's the other way around. The one who says that you do have to make a bracha, he's the makel. And that's Koyach Tateira. And the person who says that you don't have to be my bracha, he's the one who's being machmer. Okay, so the Marshal here is Chaylik on the Marshal. And he supports the Rashbam. Because when you talk about making a bracha, you cannot say that a bracha is dispensable, like you say by Birchas HaMitzvahs. By Birchas HaMitzvahs, you say that a bracha is dispensable. indispensable because the mitzvah. But here we know the Gemara says that if a person eats without making a bracha, if he was mild the hektish. So says the Marshal, you can't say what the Marshal is saying, that the person who says that you have to make a bracha is being makel. He's not being makel because he's being machmer in the problem of not eating without a bracha. Masha'in came of Yehuda, who says ain't to a bracha, he's the one who's being makel. So the Rashbam is correct that if you're talking about who you should have said the chiddush, the kash is a good kash. Why didn't you say the chiddush of Yehuda? So that's what the Marsha says. Let's see the Marsha. The Marsha says this is a top Marsha.
Saying,
I forgot who says who. I always get mixed up. The Rabbeinu says ain't to my enum. Yeah. Vani Oimer Adrab. Hachavu kayich da'atera shemekel levarach oid. Be mekel, allowing you to write v'lo chashina levarach levatala. Lafuke yudah chay shelavarach lekan. That's the marshal, right? Bani Amish is the marshal to lo shayich habrachis einin ma'akvis elav abirchas hamitzvus. What do you mean that the brachas are dispensable and I'm being mekel to allow you to make a bracha? Brachas aren't dispensable by birchas hanenin, because you're not allowed to eat unless you make a bracha. Avol birchas hanenin ki yocha asin lechol b'lei bracha techilu mal ulachi avikula delo yivarech kirabona. So the Marsha is supporting the kasha of the Rashbam. Let's go. You remember what the Rashbam's got? I'm trying to keep it simple without going back all the time to what the issue was in the Braisa of the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. But Rav Yochanan said that we stayed in the halacha in order that we should see the chiddush according to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda is the one who says you need to have a bracha. So l'chayra he's the machmer. We should have said it according to the Tanakhama, who's makel, that says ain't tunim bracha. So the Mashal says what? The person who says ain't tunim bracha is the machmer, is the makel. The machmer, right? So this the Mashal says no. He's being makel. The one who says ein tunim bracha is being makel that you're eating without a bracha. He's being makel that you're eating without a bracha. So that's the issue. Now this issue comes up Emerson whenever you have a suffix bracha. Whenever you have a suffix bracha, is it a kula or a chumra? That's the shiloh. This is Emerson the Taisus in brachas. In brachas tafiyud beis. In brachas there's a shiloh in the Gemara. The Gemara is not poishes the shiloh. The person has two parts of a bracha. There's two parts of a bracha. The Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and there's the end of the bracha that you say something specific. Barei Priya Gofen. So the Gemara is a shiloh. Does a person have to have in mind the right food by the first part of the bracha or by the second part of the bracha? So the Gemara says like this: if a person, Lamashal, had wine in his hand, and he started out the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam thinking that he's going to make a shakel, that it was beer. Then, at the end, he remembers that it's wine, so he says, Barei Priya Gofen. Says to Gemara, that wouldn't be a shiloh. Why is that not a shiloh? Because in truth, if a person says a shahakel from beginning to end and wine, did he have a jayitzah? So, we don't care that if at the beginning he was having in mind the shahakel. But the other way around is a problem. Let's say somebody has beer in his hands. If you make a Barei Priya Gofen on beer, you're not jayitzah. So he started out thinking that it was wine. When he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he had in mind wine. And then he said that it was beer, so he ended up shackling a bit more. So now the Gemara is a suffix. Do we look at the beginning of the bracha when he was saying Barei Priya Gofen, so it's no good? Or do we look at the end of the bracha that he said shackled a bit more, that it is good? So Tosfos over there says, since we don't know, as lina lakula, we're makel. Vafilu pasach bechamra, v'siyam b'shichra yatsa. Even if you're mistupik, if you made a bracha, so we're makel. So that means to say that Taisus is saying that we're makel, that you don't have to make another bracha, and you go and you eat it, and you drink it. So Taisus is attributing the kula to say that we're being makel, we have a suffix brachas, and how are we being makel? We're being makel by saying, so that's like what we're saying, that you're being makel to say that you can eat it without a bracha. That's what it is. Like, so it's like the Rashbam. The Ria Ya'aymer Luchumra, the Tzarech Levarach Pamacheres. And the Ri said that we pass the Luchumra, the Tzarech Levarach Acheres. So the Kivegar explains what this means. Why is this? So the Rashbam explains that this is like the Marsha. The Kivegar brings the Marsha in our Sukhya. In order to explain this thesis, Rabbi Kivegar brings the Marsha in our Sukhya Pesach and Daf Kuv Beis. So thesis, the Marsha, Rabbi Kivegar explains it a little bit different. You can't say over here Suffolk Brachas Lakula. The reason says you have to be Machmer over here, that you have to make another Bracha. And that's the Chumra, making another Bracha. That's not a Kula like the Marshal says. The Marshal says that making another Bracha is a Kula. You're being Mekel and Lysisa. That's what the Marshal said in our Sugya. And the Marshal argued, saying another Bracha is a Chumra, not a Kula. What is it, a Chumra? It's a Chumra and not eating without a Bracha. That's what Titus is saying in Brachas. Where's the Chumra and where's the Kula? So Rabbi Kivegar explains the Ri on the basis of Amarshal, but he explains of Amarshal. So he explains the Titus. The Machlekes, the Ri and the Rabbi Nechananel, it's the Machlekes between the Balei Titus and the Ri in Brachas, whether you're Mechui to be Mekel or whether you're Mechui to be Machmer. But what's a Chumra and what's a Kula that they're not arguing about? Making the Bracha is the Chumra and not making the Bracha is the Kula, which is like the Marshal and the Rashbam. So Rabbi Kivegar explains. Why do you say Suffolk Brachas Lakula? The Kvarkosim Hamarsha Pesachim Kuvbeza Mer Aleph. The Feirish Rashbam. The Leshayach Kain Elu Labirchas Hamitzus Da Brachas Eda Magnus. Avo Labirchas Hanenin Oster Lecho Buloi Bracha Ayin Shom. So allowing you to eat without a bracha is being makel in the din of eating without a bracha. Making make a bracha is being machmer in that. Being machmer, not allowing you to eat without a bracha. What happened to the bracha levatala that the Marshal spoke about? The Marshal did raise a question that it's a bracha levatala. So why would you say I'm being makel in bracha and letting you make a bracha levatala? So Kivegar over there explains it. Kivegar says you can't call something a bracha levatala if I'm in a bind. What do you mean I'm in a bind? Lamaisa, I can't eat anymore. I have a suffix. So you can't call that a bracha levatala. You can't say that I'm making an extra bracha because Lamaisa, I can't eat now since I have a suffix. So that which the Marshal said, that the making a bracha but makam suffix is being makel in the din of Lassisa Shem Hashem Lekach Lashavar. But Kivegar in Brachas explains that you can't say that because it's impossible to call this Lassisa Shem Hashem Lekach Lashavar. Getting yourself out of the bind is not considered making the bracha mesafik is a justifiable reason for making a bracha, so it can't be l'sisa shem l'kach l'ashav. That's what Rabbi Kivegar says. V'le'havi kan chash bracha levatala dim lo yivarech ye'asu lo lishtos. That's what Rabbi Kivegar says. So that's what he's saying to him for the Marshal. He answered the Marshal looked at the situation and he said that making a bracha is a kula, not making a bracha is a chumrah. And the Marshal said it's the other way around. So Rabbi Kivegar is answering why the Marshal is not right. The Marshal says making a bracha is a kula, you're being makel and laisisa. So Rabbi Kivegar is not a kula laisisa. There's no chash of laisisa here. The fact that you can't eat without making a bracha justifies making a bracha. That's what Rabbi Kivegar means. What's interesting is I have a Mishabura over here. The Mishabura says if you're in a case of suffix, the Mishabura paskins, he doesn't explain himself. He says it's a double question. The Mishabura says if a person is in a situation of suffix bracha, avada, you're allowed to make a bracha in order that you should eat. So he writes the question, he holds it to Rabbi Kivegar. But he says that lechatchila. You should ask someone to be might to you if you could. So it seems like he's taking a little bit into account the Marshal. One second, let me just read it to you. The Mechaber writes in Kufsa Mezayin, Im hum is tupik, im beirach ha-maitzi im lav, if a person is mesupik, if he made a bracha or not, he should make another bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah. The birchas ha'maitzi ain't el in the jabbanis was tzveik l'kula. Ubi times that afilu im yirtzel lahachmer levarach gam kinen rashoi mishum bracha shein etzricha. Miu. He said that sounds like the Marshal, doesn't it? What?
The truth is a lighter
darga
than the
bracha. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion says at the bottom, if a person wants to be machmer, not to eat, that he could do. That's an option if you want to be machmer. The Mechaber says that if you have a suffix, you're allowed to eat, but if a person wants to be machmer, that's what the Shaar Tzion says. After Rishay Lahachmer Latzim Shalalachal, Bazei Nenichnes Lachshash Yisr. You know, it's not a question of chashash yisr. Mashen king bazer, but if you make another bracha, it is a chashash yisr. Okay, so anyway, Lamaisa the Mishibur is not passing like a big beggar. He's not passing like a big beggar. The beggar would say there's no shayla of chashash bracha levatala, so why not make it? So there's a few places. I found another place where the Mishibur passes like that. In Simon Reish test. In Simon Reish, he doesn't explain himself so much, but in Simon Reish test, he says, Kala bracha is in static in Beirachim Lav, Enam Bavarach, where the Tchil Lab is safe. Because it's the Drabana. The Chutzmi Birchas Amazim in Meshi Yishal Tayra. So he says the same thing that you don't make the bracha, the Meister. So he's Machmer in making the bracha Levatol. He allows you to eat. If you have a stuffing, he doesn't say it's a stuffing Drabana. So anyway, I'll complain him. So this Shaila Lamais is raised by the Barsha and the Marshal and this Rashbam and our Sugya about when you have a stuffing brachas, what's considered the cooler? What's considered the chumer lemais of the mishubru paskins? If you have a stuffing bracha, you're allowed to go eat, and you're not mukhuy to make another bracha. So shkoyach.